God bless everybody. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's 10:15 in the morning on March 22nd, 2026, and I just have something on my heart to share because I was writing in my journal and I had a one-on-one with Lawrence Friday evening, and I pretty much laid bare my soul, my desires of God, my desires for my life, and it was kind of an intense one-on-one. But the reason why I wanted a one-on-one with Lawrence is that I had come to realize something, and it was from the Indian believers that I realized it. And perhaps you realize you've understood this as well, but it's just like it hit me between the eyes. It just really registered with me. It's like I finally received this great truth. And I think we all in the West, we all wonder what is it about those Indian believers? What is it about those Nepali believers that they just really manifest greatness in their faith? And I know that we've all thought that, like, what, why is it bumping for them and not bumping for us? Or I don't know, maybe you don't think that way, but I do. It's like they've got something. What is it? What is it that they've got? And what it is faith, right? We know that it's faith. I know that in my mind that it's faith, that they have great faith. But you know something? This is what registered with me. Is that, here in the West, when we do our sharings, I want you to think about how much we talk about emotions and how we're feeling. And oh, this was happening today, and I got off track here, and I got off track there, and I got upset about this, and I had to be strong, and I had to pull down the stronghold. Do you hear the people in India talking like that? I don't. And it just registered with me, their focus upon God, that they see what's going on in their life. They see something that's happening, but they address it and they stay put with God, man. They don't focus on it. They don't focus on how they're feeling about it. They focus on God and what God can do and God's ability. And that's what they confess. And that's what Lawrence referred to with them is their tenacious faith. You remember when he shared that in one of his messages to us? That jumped out at me, their tenacious faith. And I see that as a difference between the Indian believers and myself. Okay, let's just talk about me because I can't speak for you. You're the only person that can go before God and bear your heart and your soul before God on things. I'm talking about I've just got to talk about myself, because I want to see signs, miracles, and wonders. I want to see fruit manifested in my life like it's never been manifested before. I want to see the way Christ walked and the things that Christ received and the things that Christ did. I want that in my life. I want it to go forward. And what the hell has been holding it back? I want it out of my life. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it out of my life and to have this tenacious faith, this confession that God is the source of all my supply. He is the source of all my increase. If it's financial, he's the source of it. If it's emotional, he's the source of it. If it's signs, miracles, and wonders, he's the source of it, not me. And that's my faith that that's the tenacious faith, man. It's God. With God, nothing is impossible. With God, it's done. God has already accomplished everything that's needed for us to live and walk triumphantly in this life. He's accomplished it already. It's like we have a gift. It's not like we have a gift. We've been given the gift. the gift of Holy Spirit. We have been given all enablements. How many of those enablements are we using? How many am I using? How many am I tenaciously hanging on to? Because that's where my life is. That's where the signs, miracles, and wonders are, in my tenacious faith of hanging to that, of holding on to that, of not letting it go, of confessing the truth that God is the source of it all, that when I walk out and when I say what God says, it comes to pass. It's done. It is done. And I don't focus on anything but that. It's done. My healing is done. My faithfulness before God to speak what God would have me to speak, to do what God would have me to do, to obey God. That's the power. That's where the fruit comes. And that's what I'm going to hold to. That's what I've resolved to hold to. Tenacious faith. Faith, faith, and faith. Overcoming faith. That's where it's at. That's the difference. I'm not letting this go. I am not letting it go. And maybe I haven't said it all that great, but it's just the fire in my heart. It's what I realize, what God has come to show me. Tenacious faith, like a bulldog, man, not letting it go. Confession, confessing faith, confessing the truth, the reality that it's done. Everything is done. There is no discouragement. There is no going back. There is no negativity. When in the realm of God, in the kingdom of God, there is nothing but signs, miracles, wonders, goodness, life, peace, power. That's where it is. And if you want it, that's where you got to stay. That's where your mind has to stay. That's where your words have to be. That's what your words confess. That's the power of it. I get it, man. I get it. That's it. Man. Signs, miracles, and wonders. They're ours. They're ours for the doing. They're ours for the taking. They're ours. They're ours for the receiving. God has done it. He has made it available. We walk as Christ walked. We are in Christ's stead. Are we or aren't we? We are. We're in Christ's stead. We can walk with the wisdom of God. We can understand with every step we take, we can understand and know that we're walking with God and doing the things of God every moment. When we keep our minds locked in to that tenacious faith, to that tenacious total confidence in God's ability. That's what we lock into. We lock and load with it. Like a tracer missile, man. That tracer missile locks in, and it may move all over the place, but it's still locked in to the truth of where it's going to go and what the target it's going to hit. That's it. Tenacious faith, man. Tenacious faith. Let's have it. Let's go forward with it. Let's see God work in manifestation. That's God's heart. That's the heart of God's desire for our lives. And that's our desire, to live that way, to move that way, to have our being that way. Everything about us is that. That's where our life is. Our life is hid with Christ in God. That's where we are. Our citizenship is in heaven, where we rule and we reign. And how do we rule and reign? Signs, miracles, and wonders, baby. That's where we rule and reign. When we speak what God speaks, bam, it happens. It happens. It's done. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is. So let's go forward. Let's do this thing. Let's stop all of this wallowing in crap that doesn't mean anything, that's not our lives, that's not the truth. Let's speak the truth. Let's do it in love. Let's do it in all boldness. Let's go forward. Let's be imitators of God. We have it within us to do it, to be that way 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have it. We can do this. Let's do it. Let's lay aside every weight. Let's lay aside the sin, the missing the mark. Let's lay it aside. You know where you're missing the mark. I know God's told you where you're missing the mark. He's told me where I'm missing the mark. If he's told me, my gosh, he'll tell you too. He's told you. You know it. Just lay it aside. Just let it go. Just change course. It's just a matter of a change. When you change course, things start to happen. Immediately, they start to happen immediately. God goes to work immediately because you've allowed him to do it. Because you've laid aside every weight. You've laid aside the sin. And I know it can easily beset us. It can easily distract. But we don't have to be easily distracted. We can be easily tenacious with our faith. We can do it. I know we can do it. We are doing it. Let's confess that. I am walking in faith. I am walking in great hope and expectation on my God because he's worthy of that. He's worthy of my confidence. He's worthy of my trust. He's worthy of me laying down my life for him. And God has not told us to lay our lives down unto death. He wants us laying our lives down to life. That's what he's made available to us to do. So let's do it. Let's stop squabbling about people. Let's stop gossiping about people. I've been as guilty of it as anybody else. But let's stop it. Let's go forward with God. Let's put God first. His rightful place in our lives and our hearts. Let him be there. Let him rule and reign. Let him tell you which way to go. And then go that way. And see it happen. See signs, miracles, and wonders. See this spiritually perfect life show forth into manifestation. Let's do it. Let's go forward. Let's give generously. I know God's working in your heart to do it. He's working in my heart to do it. Let's give as God directs us to give in every way, financially, mentally. Let's give our mental lives to God. Emotionally, let's give our emotional lives to God. Let's let our desire, our emotional lives track with God's desires. Let's just go forward in every aspect of our life. Anything that comes up in your life, give it to God. Go before God and say, God, in this aspect of my life, you're first. In this aspect of my life, you're first. In this aspect of my life, I obey you. In this aspect of my life, I trust you. I go forward with you. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My life belongs to you, God, my Father. My life is yours. My life doesn't belong to anybody else. My life is yours. And I live my life as you see fit, Father, because I know that's where it's at. Eternal rewards, eternal life, eternal victory, even in this dark and perverse world. That's what we have available to us. All healing, every bit of it. All healing, all deliverance, all wholeness, wholeness made whole. All God's favor. The Lord is the stronghold of our life. The Lord is nothing else, no one else. The Lord is the stronghold of our life. Who are we going to be afraid of? When we walk with God and having done all stand, we are triumphant. We live and rule and reign. We are the head and not the tail. Don't you see it? Let's live it. Let's just do it. Let's live this thing. Let's go forward. Let's have great faith, tenacious faith. Let's not let it go. Let's not anything dilute it. Don't let any of the leaven the whole lump. Have the leaven of faith. Have the leaven of faith. Have the leaven of confidence in your God, total confidence, and lay aside every weight, and let's just go forward. God bless you. I love you. I stand with you. I stand with you, my brothers and sisters. We are together in this. Let's be together. Let's stand fast in the unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace. Let's not squabble. Let's not think evil. Let's not think we know it all. Let's do what God wants, and then we'll see. Let's diligently seek our God and be rewarded greatly above all we can ask or think. This is our life. This is our beautiful, glorious life. So let's do it. Let's go forward. Love you.